is the most right Reverend Billy Joe Payne over here with a real deal, free will, full gospel assembly out on the frontage road in Spindell, North Carolina, here to present to you Epic Preaching Time here. And tonight's topic is, of course, those daggum politicians in Washington, D.C. Those heathens once again are going to break God's country with their spending and their taxing and their borrowing and all that. Well, I got to say to them, the Lords of Coble going to settle your hash when you meet your maker, the great maker, when time's over with, son. You best believe that. And the Vorlong guy Bougie going to give you a nice wedgie before he sends you down into the underworld. Hades is going to be uncomfortable for you. Oh, that's before the flying spaghetti monster strangles your butts. You best believe that. Can I get a so say we all from the congregation? Yes, indeed. Tonight, I'm here to talk to you about all the heathens I see out there. But before I do, I'd like to say hello to the folks at Landover Baptist Church and Pastor Deacon Fred and Ms. Betty Bowers, America's favorite Christian out there. I'd like to say hello to them. But the heathens we have out here, oh my goodness, you got so many heathens out here, it ain't even funny. So many people are twisting the word of Brian Cohen of Nazareth, it ain't even funny. Daring to twist Python into something so disgusting it makes three men and a baby look good. Friends, I have to say to here before God Almighty that the Kardashians are going straight to hell because they've turned television into a vast wasteland like they said 50 some odd years ago. And God help us, God's of Lords of Coble and Valen and all them help us all. They've turned it out. They've canceled good shows for crap like Paris Hilton's show, whatever the name that show is now. Ladies and gentlemen, reality TV is the work of Satan. I say to you again, reality TV is the work of Satan. So if you're watching reality TV, my friends, I suggest to you, you get up off your lazy hind ends. Get yourself over to your computer or your internet capable TV. Pop on Netflix and put on Battlestar Galactica and watch a quality show. Or even better, Babylon 5, brothers. Babylon 5 is a gift from the great maker himself, ladies and gentlemen. The wisdom you will get from that show is immense. It's like from the word of the great maker himself. So say we all. Now you can watch your Doctor Who's, that's cool. You can watch your Fireflies and Farscape. Hell to the Browncoats. Hell to the Scapers. Hell to the Stargate people out there. But the folks who watch this reality TV stuff, you're going to have to suffer the consequences of eternal torture by watching Andy Griffith, Green Acres, and all that to the end of time. You're going to have to watch quality TV to redeem your pop culture soul. Because if you don't, the flying spaghetti monster will grab you up in his tentacles, in his pasta tentacles, al dente tentacles, and he's going to pick you up, and he's going to sling you into the underworld. Well, you'll burn forevermore in Hades. And they'll do very naughty things to you that I cannot describe here before a family audience. So before I end here, I'd like to say, Lords of Coble will bless and keep you. Vorlong Guy Bougie, please stay away from the wedgies. And good night, good luck, and may the good news be yours. And you gotta love satire, people. Bye-bye.